Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager. We're going to talk about something that's not easy for many men, which is apologizing to our kids. It's not about being a perfect dad. We all mess up. It's about what we do when we inevitably make mistakes. Apologizing to our kids matters more than we might think. It's not just about smoothing things over. It's about teaching through action. It's about role modeling compassion. When we apologize, we're showing our kids that it's okay to make mistakes. We're teaching them that owning up to our errors is a strength, not a weakness. It's also about respect. When we apologize to our kids or to our partner in front of our children, we're acknowledging that their feelings matter. We're treating them as individuals worthy of respect and not just extensions of ourselves. We're showing them how loving communication takes place. But perhaps most importantly, apologizing builds trust. It shows our kids that we're human, that we're trying our best, and that we value and that we value our relationship with them more than our pride. I remember snapping at my kid over something trivial. I was stressed about work and I took it out on them. In that moment, I had a choice: brush it off or own up to it. I chose to apologize. It wasn't easy, but the look of relief on my child's face and the amount of love that grew in a place that became tight and stressful was absolutely worth it. It brought us closer. It showed them how to transform in a situation and how you can turn around a moment where you've been angry. So how do we apologize effectively to our kids? First, timing matters. Don't wait. Address the issue as soon as you realize you've made a mistake. Be specific about what you're apologizing for. "I'm sorry for yelling when you spilled your juice" is better than a vague "I'm sorry if I upset you." Acknowledge how your actions might have made your child feel. This shows empathy and helps them understand their emotions. Explain why you acted the way you did, but don't make excuses. "I was frustrated because I was running late" is okay. But also include, "That's not okay for me to act that way." "It's your fault for making me late" is never the appropriate way to talk to your child. Express how you plan to do better next time. This shows your commitment to growth and gives your child a model for how to make amends. Finally, and this is crucial, don't expect an immediate forgiveness or response from your child, regardless of age. Give them time, give them space, allow them to process, and allow them their own authenticity in their response. This week, I want you to practice apologizing when you mess up. It might feel awkward at first, but stick with it. Pay attention to how it feels, both the discomfort and the relief. Notice how your kids respond or your partner, not just in the moment, but in the hours and the days that follow. And if that situation comes up in a similar way in the future, how you all are different as a result of you apologizing. At the end of the week, reflect on this experience. Did apologizing get easier? Did you notice any changes in your relationship with your kids or with your partner? Remember, this isn't about beating yourself up for making mistakes. It's about handling those mistakes in a way that strengthens your bonds with your children. Thanks for joining me on the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, apologizing to our kids isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and a powerful tool for connection. Until next time, I'm Jacob Sager, reminding you that sometimes "I'm sorry" are the strongest words a father can say.